Exodus. Looking at the different names of God, Yahweh, connect names connected to Yahweh. The name of the Lord, that's what we translate in your Bible 6,000 times. The Lord is that name Yahweh in the Old Testament. I'm going to start reading Exodus 17, verse 8. Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hands up that Israel prevailed. But when he held his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side, one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "The Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation." The Lord is my banner, Yahweh Nisi. The Lord is my banner, my victory, a banner. They displayed their banners. You know, our flag. Displayed the flag as a banner. It represents certain things. To us, it represents freedom, represents a lot of different things. The Lord is our banner, our victory, our freedom. Because only in God is there actually true freedom. Jesus is our freedom. King freed us from all the things we could not be freed from, our flesh, our sins, which Amalek represents in here. Amalek is those things that we fight with every day. The flesh. The flesh is basically whatever makes our body feel good and our body wants to do that's contrary to the laws of God. Which is basically everything our flesh wants to do. Because the spirit and the flesh are at war with one another. They don't get along. There will never be a peace treaty. We want to do things because of our fallen nature that are just contrary to God. So then we come in, we get a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and we say, "Oh, now we should do things God's way." But our old nature, the flesh, doesn't want to do things God's way. And so we have this war that goes on in our Christian life. Where are we going to get the victory? Only in Jesus. Jesus not only to save us from our sins, as far as redemption, forgive our sins, you know, point A in our Christian existence, but all the way through our Christian existence till we get to point B, which is heaven. We get to heaven, we're not going to fight with sin anymore. We're not going to fight with the flesh anymore. We're not going to fight with any of this stuff anymore because our redemption will be complete at that point. I mean, it's complete now, but we don't see it being. We'll see it being complete then. And so now sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we struggle. And if we're doing it ourselves, it will really be a struggle and we will fail. See, was Joshua and his army better when Moses had his hands up in themselves? And worse when he had his hands down because they were tired? Same Joshua, same army, same enemy. But they couldn't do it in themselves. Israel could not take the promised land by themselves, even though God had given them the promised land. See, it's not us doing our best for God, it's us letting God do his best in us.
We cannot do it. We can't. The Christian life is not a hard life. The Christian life is an impossible life. You cannot live a Christian life. You can't do it. So my word, quit trying. Just quit. Just quit. Stop it. There's one living in you that can do it. See? Let Jesus do His thing in you. That's all He's looking for. He's not like earthly fathers. Those earthly fathers raised our kids. Thank God, one of these days they're going to be 18 and move out. See? The day finally came. They grew up, moved out. Hallelujah! See, moms don't necessarily feel this way, but dads kind of do. On their own, productive citizens. I don't have to send them a check every month. Yeah! Life is good. All that money I used to spend on them, I get to spend on me. So I went to Grand Rapids yesterday and bought me a new putter. Don't have to spend it on my kids no more. They're all grown. They're all working. They all got jobs. See, I don't have to send them any money anymore. Hallelujah! Of course, some of them don't call anymore either, or write letters, or that. They're grown. They're on their own. God never wants us to get on our own. We were on our own before we met God. And how well did that work for you? Now, God wants to carry us. He wants to do the work through us. He didn't want Joshua and the army to go on their own and beat Amalek on their own. So He sent Moses and Aaron and Ur up to the mountain with the staff of God. And Moses would hold up. Israel would be winning the battle. Cool. How long can you stand like this? Hurry up, Joshua. I'm getting tired. And so He let His hands down. Oh, now they're losing. Put His hands back. Put His hands down. Oh, I'm going to lose it. Put His hands back up. Like, it's tiring after a while. Some of those battles last more than 10 minutes. Yeah, some of our battles last more than 10 minutes. Isn't it nice to have help? Supporters. See, my Bible says Aaron and Hur supported Moses. Aaron could have said, you know, it's really not my job. I'm the high priest. Nothing in my job description that says I'm supposed to hold up anything. The union will get mad. You know, I mean, there's got to be a union position for holding things up. If I do it, the union will be mad. Not my job. Not my job. Sometimes we look around and say, how come the pastor's not doing that? What do we hire this boy for? Change. Obviously paying too much money, went and bought a new putter. I shouldn't say that right before the trustees meeting. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, trustees meeting on Thursday. Yeah. Look out. Found an area we can cut back on. Yeah. How come? How come they don't do this? How come with, you know, see, how come this supporters, these people behind the scenes, we kind of live in a culture that teaches us that we're supposed to get forward, get pressed on, climb the corporate ladder, be the leader. Well, case, if we're all chiefs and we have no Indians, who's actually going to do the work? You remember how much work your boss did when you had a boss? Saying, you know, most bosses don't produce production to make money for the company. I mean, just nod a little bit. It's true. Probably some of you are bosses here. Hey, that is true. Don't run production. If we saw the boss, who would do the work? Same works in church. See, the church is a family. It's not a religious organization. Well, some churches are religious organizations. My counseling ministry is a religious organization. got my paperwork, got my accountant, got, you know, the religious organization. So I get 15% off when I run ads in the paper and really cool stuff like that. Don't have to pay taxes on certain things, you know. It's cool. Religious organization. But the church, well, Mayflower is a religious organization. We're a family. The church was designed to be a family. Okay, not military, where we got lieutenants tell us what to do. Although some lieutenants sing very, very well. That was beautiful. Oh, we're a family. And in families, you kind of do what's got to get done, don't you? Because in a family, if somebody don't do it, it's not going to get done. And how about these people behind the scenes? See, a lot of stuff gets done in families that are behind the scenes. Nobody knows. You know? Somebody just does it. Up on the hill, not in the battle, up on the hill. Yet the battle was won up on the hill. The supporters, behind the scenes people. Second Saturday suppers. Okay. I mean, how many people do we have working at a second Saturday supper? People that are downstairs peeling potatoes, we don't know who they are in the morning. Except if you're downstairs peeling potatoes for them. Okay. I mean, all this stuff that long before the supper, when the people show up for the supper, if we didn't have a whole day's work of work from several different people, there would be no Saturday night supper. Fun day school. We're having fun day school all summer. Because three people volunteer, because even when Liz is here, see, Liz only gets paid through the school year. That's what her contract is. Yeah, she was here last time. What are you doing here? You don't get paid to be here. Having fun day school. And Linda. Okay. Kids need something. Well, what if we don't have any kids? But we've always had kids. Have you noticed that? Since we've started having Sunday school in the summer, we've always had kids. Okay. That's cool. People doing things behind the scenes, not necessarily in the battle, but supporting. It's tiring holding your hands up all the time. Well, here, let me help you. Let me help you hold your hands up. Let me help. Supporting. Supporting. God working in us, through us, not only in the army, down doing the dirty work, the fighting, but God working through the people on the hill, too. Supporting. See? Showing up to church before you go to the beach. Yeah, supporting. You know? It's a lot more fun when you're here. I can preach to NTPUs. I can. I have. Why, for the life of me, I have no clue why I did that. But I have. Just like it would be good sermon illustrations later. I don't know. Okay. Back in my young zeal days. Yeah. Supporting. Looking around saying, yeah, somebody's not here. I know we got a bunch of people off playing. You know, but maybe there's somebody that's not here today because they're sick. And maybe our congregation, you guys, all of you together, those of you and those, you know, you're really good at most things. One thing you're not really good at. Do you want to hear this or not?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? You're not really good at letting people support you. That is true. You're good at supporting other people and projects and all the stuff we got going. But you're not real good at letting people support you. You're in and out of the hospital before I ever know it. Because nobody bothers to call and let me know. Or call doors for prayer, or, yeah. And I show up at church and they say, hey, how's so-and-so doing? I don't know how so-and-so's doing. I'll say to doors, did you know that so-and-so's not? I didn't know that. Okay? You called Doris, you called Josette, none of us knew. This person's in the hospital, none of us knew. Right. And this morning, we don't know how that person is doing because nobody has called and told us. And we've actually tried to find out. Yeah. So you are really good at supporting other people and supporting projects and supporting, I mean, all this stuff that we do. For a small church, we do a lot. But you know, sometimes you got to let somebody support you. Yeah. Sometimes a little prayer does wonders. Can't pray if we don't know. Right? Not psychic. You know? God never wakes me up in the middle of the night. He knows better because I'm really ornery in the middle of the night when I wake up. Even God will wake me up in the middle of the night. See, God's not going to wake me up in the middle of the night and say, pray for Gary. Okay. Although I have had in the past, not here at this church, but in the past, I've had people mad at me because I didn't know that somehow God was supposed to tell me. Yeah? Well, just in case God falls down on his job, why don't you call and tell? You got a cell phone number. Even it never turns off. So you can call at 3 in the morning, leave me a message. When I get up in the morning, I'll actually listen to it. See? You can text me. I text. See, you can text me. Just leave me a message. You know? All right, it's 3 in the morning. I'm dying. Have a great life. I don't know. Say, just a little information sometimes. Just a little information goes a long way. Supporting. Helping one another, but sometimes we all need help. See, sometimes we're the ones doing the battle. We're down in the valley. We're fighting the enemies of God. And we need a little help. And sometimes we got to let people help us. Let people help us. Let them know. I'm in a struggle. I need prayer. If you can tell you the truth, that's all you really got to say. I mean, if you say, Pastor, I need prayer, I will ask you what you need prayer for, but you don't actually have to tell me. Just pray for me. I'll do that. We have other people in the church that will do that. We have this little prayer chain thing going. We just send out quick emails and boom, we got some people praying. And you're welcome to join that if I don't have your email address or you don't be on it. But, yeah. Support one another. Support one another. You look around. Who's not here? Maybe they're playing at the beach. Let's give them a call anyway. Even if they're off playing at the beach, don't you think they'd like a phone call? Hey, Mr. Sunday. Yeah, we was off at the beach playing. Good. I mean, I'm from Michigan. I understand. You only have so many play days in the summer. I understand this. You know? And every rain day or every cold day we get, it's like losing one of our play days. They do not make me happy. I don't know that I ever in the middle of summer, when we get one of these days where it just rains all day, we've had several of them already, where I just get up and say, thank God it's raining. Even though I need a rain day every now and then to catch up on my work, because all the sunshiny days I'm playing. So yeah, I don't get all my work done, so every now and then I do need a rain day to catch up on my work. I'm never glad for it. Because we have all winter I can catch up on my work. Right. No problem. We live in Michigan. Support. Helping one another. See? The only reason we even know that her was on the mountain, I mean, we don't hear much about her, was on the mountain, was because it happened to make it in this story. It's the only reason we know he was up there. Otherwise, he'd been one of these people behind the scenes that never got any recognition for what they did. Yet without him, the battle could well have been lost. But I'm sure when they were celebrating that night over winning the battle, the Joshua and the mighty men of Israel, they're the ones that got all the glory. Probably wasn't the guys up on the mountain. But it's not always about us. Sometimes it's about the kingdom of God. So it may not be my job. It may not be my calling. But every now and then, I can support. I can support. I can show up. I can pray. I can take a half hour and talk to somebody. I can invite my neighbors to church. Hey, they don't come. They might. But there's things I can do. May not be in my job description. But in the kingdom of God, it's okay to be nice every now and then. Yeah, don't want to try it too often, but every now and then. Every now and then. It's okay to be nice. Because it's not us. It's not us saying, look at my banner. Say, Rick is wonderful. And red and gold. That would look good. That would look good. See, nice big banner. Say, no, it's Jesus is wonderful and he's doing some things that involve me and it's great. And so I know whatever battle I'm going through, we're going to win this one. Whatever battles lie ahead, we're going to win that. Because the banner is already set up. It's already there. All I have to do is walk that direction. I'll get there. God is going to get me there. Jesus is our victory. Jesus is our freedom. Truly free is not being an American citizen. Not bad. But being truly free is being a citizen of heaven. And letting Jesus just kind of live through us. Then whether we're facing things or not, it's Him doing the work through us. He is our freedom. He is our victory. He is our victory. Do you have any concerns?